Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act.
Hat on, suit on.
Giving them all
stress like a million bucks.
Things in its cup.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Out there listening to me.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, you are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Oh, yeah, man. Got a radio show. Do you understand that? I'm telling you, God been big in my life. God is a gentleman. You know, I want to point that out to you. God is an absolute gentleman. He will not come in unless he's invited. He don't just barge into your life. He gives us the power of choice. You know, if you say you got it, I don't need you, he lets you have it. If you say, I need you, come see about me, he right there. It's just a real simple thing, man. So I always say to people this, if you've gotten yourself into something, and please know I have. That's why I'm so adamant about it. Because I've gotten myself in some circumstances and positions in my life. Boy, I've had some low moments, man. I've had some moments where I did not know what to do. I didn't know what was next. I didn't know how to go about it. I didn't have no more ideas. I was stuck. I thought a couple of times, well, might not make it past this one. But then if I don't make it past it, what's going to happen? And then I held on to this little thing that my mother kept talking to me about. She said, sometimes, son, when you ain't got nothing else in you, just hope. She said, just hope it'll be all right. You know, and what I've learned in my life is that hope is the beginning of faith. Hope is just, is there a possibility out there for me? I sure hope something happened. See, hope is okay, man. Because like I say, for me, the way I've lived my life, hope was the beginning of faith. It was just the idea. It's just the thought that something could change for me. That something could be a little bit different for me. That maybe, man, just maybe, for some reason, I could be saved. I could be rescued. Things could turn around. It could head in the other direction. Maybe I could quit messing up. Maybe somebody will forgive me. Maybe somebody will just say, all right, I don't know. But I can't count the times I've been in that position. But then once I hope a little bit, and then I remember also my mother, because she was a Sunday school teacher. She taught me the most valuable lesson I've ever learned in my life. Nothing has been greater in my life than my faith. She taught me to pray. Mama used to say, when it get real dark for you, son, prayer changes things. She said, when you seem like you lost and you can't find your way, stop and pray. She said, because prayer changes things. You know, when you get a point in your life when you've done all you can do and you can't do no more and you just don't know what to do next, she said, stop, son. Pray. And combine that prayer with that hope that you got. She said, because that hope is the beginning of faith. She said, if you pray just hoping, she said, if God come through for you, that'll give you confidence that he can do it again. And then after a while, you quit hoping. She said, you start believing. She said, that's when you're on to something. If you can turn that hope into belief, that hope into faith, that's the ability to believe in something that you can't see. But the key, though, to faith is you're believing in something that you can't see. See, hoping a little bit different for me. Now, I'm pretty sure, like I say oftentimes, I tell a lot of people who can explain this thing a lot better than I can to you. Hope is just kind of, I don't know how to say it, but I'm just telling you, hope is you just hoping it work out right. You just have a thought in your mind that, you know, man, wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever you are to me, God, I sure hope something change. Hope helps, man. If you ain't strong enough to have faith, have hope. Hope. And then if you pray with some hope, and God answers your prayer, then that hope gains a little confidence. And after a while, that confidence becomes faith. Now, it ain't just hoping, but I'm believing. I'm believing in something that I cannot see. Faith has been the key to my entire existence, even when I didn't have any. It was faith, as I look back on it, that has gotten me here. And not just faith, but my faith. See, you will only get to where you're going in your life based on your faith. See, a lot of people get the word faith confused. Like, what's your faith? And then they start going down this whole list of all these different religions out here. But really, in essence, man, when I talk to people about faith, I'm talking to you about your belief. How much do you believe in the unseen? See, faith is the core of all that is happening to me today. It is the faith that I have in my relationship with God that enables me to just oftentimes, if I stay on the right course and believe a certain way and act a certain way, his blessings just pour. They just come. And it comes in a lot of little ways, too, I've started to notice. See, it ain't just, a lot of people think blessings is money. Nah, man, that ain't it. It's coverage. It's every time my plane lands safe. It's every time they predict bad weather and I get up in the sky and it don't be no bad weather. You know, this is favor. These are blessings that get poured out to me. Somebody call me and offer me something. Not money, but an opportunity. See, blessings come a lot of ways. But once you tie in to God, once you tie in and you start doing the best you can do, and you start asking for him to make you a better person, to help shape and mold you into the kind of man or person that he wants you to be, you'd be amazed what God can do with you, man, if you just invite him in and allow him to be a part of your life. I mean, what you got to lose out there? Come on. Why would you not change? Why would you not allow God to be a part of your life? God got some big plans for you. If he didn't, you wouldn't keep waking up. All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. Time to give thanks, gratitude. Get your mind right, wrapped around another blessing, another opportunity. This is it, man. It's a new day. Look, you come on, man. Come on. Please don't take this for granted. These days is precious. They can only be given by the Creator. It's him. He done done it again. The Steve Harvey Morning Show is because of him. You are because of him. Man, you know what? We in good hands. If you got to be in somebody's hands, God's hands is the place to be. Not all state. Not, you know, I mean, they got good hands. You know, it's always good to have a good neighbor. You know, all that's nice. You know.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, man, when you in God's hands, you got something going. Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., and the legend that is Nephew Tom. Junior, you look a little better today.
Man, I'm good, man.
Just good. A little bit, though. You still a little tight-eyed, though. What's where you ain't getting no sleep?
No, I'm tight. I'm not tight either. I'm, you know,
oh, it's your voice.
5:45.
Hey, man. Hey, Junior. Can I give you a suggestion?
What's that, big guy?
Put a hawse in the back of your throat at night. Just set it in your cheek at night. That helps your voice because you need to coat it at night. Get you some hawse.
Okay.
That's what I do when my voice go bad. I put a hawse in the back of my cheek at night. It slowly dissolves, and as you swallow, it just coats your throat, makes you feel better.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that tonight. But, you know, man, my mama came over here yesterday.
Boy choking on this hall.
Wait a minute, Tommy. I'm not going to choke on the hall.
What is it, infant?
Yeah, like I'm a baby. Worry about him choking.
I'm just worried about he gonna lay down with this halls and choke on this damn halls.
No, I'm not, Tommy. I had my family come through here.
Sit up with the halls in your mouth. Okay. Sit up.
Yeah.
Well, you ain't gonna get no sleep. Go ahead, Junior.
I just said I had my mom and them come by here, man. My mom and my auntie and them, they came down here and saw me yesterday. So that's why my voice gone, because we was in here laughing because they couldn't believe that I'm still married too. So it was impressive. You know, they was like, boy, this boy really hanging in there. So, you know, man, I'm
Junior,
I'm
just
good.
Been a year, dog.
A year.
Well, that's a long time for me.
No, you ain't even at the hanging there stage yet.
What stage is that, When is that?
Yeah, that's how I know you ain't gonna make it. Listen to me. Right now, Junior, you in the honeymoon phase.
Okay. It don't seem like.
Okay. Tommy,
What, Junior?
You don't have no faith in me? Y'all be doing
because
this,
if you come in here and you just sound like you got a penitentiary story, like I've been in a year now. You know, you just sound like we waiting on you to be released or something, dog. It's always like you waiting on when you gonna get out.
You just said your mom and your grandmama came down there and can't believe you're married.
Yeah, his own family.
Yeah, dog. I'm pretty amazing.
They put something on your books.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got visitation now. Man, it's just God.
Tommy says some penitentiary story every time you talk.
Yeah, man. I'm just, you know, that's why I said you look a little better today.
Yeah, just support me. That's all I need to do. Just support me.
Well, we're trying. Every day, though.
I'm telling you.
I can't support nobody every day, Junior.
Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the next group. He runs that front back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
This right here is a pecan tree. Pecan tree. Let's go get them.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach LC.
This is him.
Hey, let me, my name is Marcus. My mom and them live next door to you, Mr. and Mrs. My mom and daddy live next door to you. And I was calling cause y'all got a pecan tree in y'all backyard. I mean, right on the fence line and it keep, you know, pecans and stuff keep falling over into my mom and them yard. So I'm calling to see if y'all can do something, man, where y'all can pick up. I mean, my mom and them got a little older. You know, we've been picking them up for a long time. But I need somebody to, like, maybe you can cut the limbs back that's hanging over so that they won't, you know, the pecans won't be falling over into my mom and them yard. Because, you know, for them to be bending over like they're picking up them pecans, it's a lot of them. So, Mr. I just wanted to holler at you and see if you don't mind maybe cutting the limbs back. Because even when we turn the lawnmower on and stuff, man, it just, you know, the pecans and stuff be coming out of the lawnmower just shooting all over the place.
Well, first of all, my pecan tree is an old pecan tree, and it's fought well. And I can't see me cutting it.
I'm not saying you
can't hire nobody to maintain your yard. But, I mean, you, it's your mother. You can maintain your mother's yard.
Sir, I go by my mother's house, you know, every other day and check on them, but I don't have time to go in the back and pick up pecans and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you just, it don't seem no more than like maybe four or five limbs that's hanging over there, but them four or five limbs, I mean, they there's a lot of pecans falling off of there.
But so it's, if you don't, shady. My pecan tree is shady. I goes back there. There's no kind of nothing back there.
Okay, sir.
I want to rake the yard, whatever.
Sir,
I'm not cutting my tree for no like that.
Sir, listen. What I'm trying to get you to do is I don't want you cutting your entire tree down. I just want you to cut a few limbs, sir. So you know those are the ones that are hanging over. It won't be, you know, the pecans won't be falling over into my mom's them yard. And you know, like I say, they older now, man. They can't be bending over like that. So, you know, I'm just coming to you as a man right now and asking you, will you please cut this down so these pecans can quit falling over my mom and them yard?
Well, I'm asking you, all you can do is hire someone. Okay, someone, I know your mother don't cut your yard.
It's a guy that cuts the yard, but even when he cutting the yard, these pecans is flying out from underneath the yard. The lawnmower, they sooner or later, we're going to be breaking windows over there.
What kind of lawn person you have that don't pick up before they cut? That's some
damn why am I arguing with you about picking up stuff and all of this? I'm asking you to cut a funky little five limbs so these doggone pecans ain't falling off my mama yard.
You want to cut? You're
going to make me come over here and cut the whole... I will come cut the whole damn tree down.
You ain't going to f*** with my tree. I grew that tree from when I was a kid. And that tree going to stay in that yard as long as I stay there.
Sir, look, I didn't ask you like a man to cut your little funky pecan tree down. Now, I ain't finna help.
You know what? You know what? Guess what? You. You bad enough, you come cut it.
I finna... Look, sir, today, this evening, it's either going to be two things happening. Either you're going to cut these five limbs that I won't cut, or I'm going to cut the whole damn pecan tree down.
That's my tree, and then again, nobody going to f*** with my tree. I'm here right now. I'm out here in my yard right now. Come on.
Is you over there right now?
Right now.
I will bring my right on back.
You know what? Trying to you get my number in the way.
Got your number. I got it because it's the same. It's one address less than my mama's. You're going to cut this damn tree down.
I'm waiting on a but anyway. I ain't used my tree for something in a long time any way. I've been waiting on a like you.
You done lost your damn mind.
You little young punk. I told you once and I told you twice. I'm old. You young. Don't do that.
See, that's what's right there.
You know what you can do? Tell your mama to make a pecan pie and bring me a piece.
What you say about my mama?
Tell her to make a f***ing pecan pie and come for me.
Tell my mama what?
Make a pecan pie with the pecan.
Make a pecan pie? I don't want no pecan pie. We don't even eat pecan pie. We so sick of these damn pecans you got falling over in the backyard. You got to do something about this, man. Now, I'm trying not to hurt you, old man. I really am.
Hurt me. Hurt me. Come on, hurt me.
Ready for me?
I'm on my
way. Is your outside? Is you outside?
You know why I say you know where the I say. You know what? I'm here. I'm gonna be in your mama driveway. Do what
you get out. You get out my mama driveway right now. Get out my mama driveway.
I don't want a to put me out.
I'm gonna
You
get your back in your driveway. You get out my mama driveway. Get out of it. You get out of my mama driveway.
No. Stop what you crying for now. I'm here waiting on you.
You get out of my mama. Get out of my mama driveway.
Baby, go cook me something because I'm going to sit here.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Would you listen?
You don't got a thing to say. I'm waiting at you at your mama house.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother.
Man, I don't play this kind of man. I'm gonna put my feet. Man, I'm gonna milk them so bad. I don't play. I'm too old for this kind of.
LC, do me a favor. First of all, get out them people yard. Go back to your yard.
Man, you just gave me high blood pressure with this.
Ain't nobody mad about your pecan tree, none of that. Ain't nobody finna cut it down. Ain't nobody tripping. You all right?
Hell no, I got a headache now, man. I be carrying my grandkids to school listening to this shit, man. Y'all something else, man.
I got one more question for you. Tell me, what is the baddest radio station in the land, LC?
The Steve Harvey Show.
That's it.
Anyway, I'll be back. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Lakers fans are mad after Kobe Bryant's parents try to auction off Kobe's first championship ring. Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom have teamed up to do a sports podcast. It's called Keeping Up with Sports. Get it? And Lil Wayne is accused of lying about his drug use to get $9 million in pandemic loans. We'll talk about all of these stories coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to Ask the CLO. This is from Kim in Albany. Kim writes, I gave my 8-year-old niece a bag of clothes that my daughter had outgrown. My niece rudely said she didn't want the old clothes. My sister got offended that I offered her child the gently used clothes, and now we're not speaking. What's wrong here?
Stop giving people your old clothes. Everybody don't want that.
Gently.
Your old ass clothes. You can call them gently used if you want. Somebody want your old ass clothes. Your baby done played all in all this here. She ain't want them.
Hand me downs.
Yeah, she ain't want them. That ain't your child. What you doing giving stuff away to little 8-year-old kids and then they didn't want me, then the mama mad. You know, people don't like to appear to be poor in front of other people.
She Stop she was doing that.
No, I thought she was doing some kind. There's some real needy people out here. Salvation Army, Goodwill. There's a lot of places you donate stuff. Red Cross. A lot of stuff. Can't stop trying to help every damn body. You're all over here flexing. I'm by my baby. So I've been, because I'm going to tell you what the other mama heard. Let me give you something that look right to wear, because what you've been wearing over here, Lord, I know you could use these. That's what her mama heard.
Her sister?
That's a good point, that she didn't look at it from her point of view.
Yeah. Man.
Okay.
And now they're not speaking because of it. Wow.
What's your clothes?
That's a
What's
lot.
Wrong here? What is, stop. Give nobody other baby no damn old ass clothes. If you're going to buy your niece something, buy some nice clothes. You bought your daughter some nice clothes, but you're going to give her the hand-me-down. See how that works? That's how, if you want to give somebody something, take them shopping down at TJ Maxx or something. But oh no, you're going to pack up all this old ass mess and give it. No, I don't want no ragged ass clothes.
She said it was they were gently used. Like a
what do that
nice
mean?
Old drawers right Gently. Here. Nice old drawers.
You can't give underwear, Tommy.
She said clothes.
But you know what? Everybody don't see it that way. Nobody want all that.
Like obviously, that. Her sister didn't. You're right. All right, moving on to Vonda in Kalamazoo. Vonda says, I found out that my husband was cheating on me after he left his wedding band in a hotel room. I checked his email and went to get the ring. I gave it back to him and didn't say a word. He's been scared for days. What should I say to him?
God.
Ooh, girl.
You I don't know. I don't know. You done went down to the hotel, got the ring.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Now, you done handed it to him and ain't said nothing. What should I say to him? Anything. Anything you say at this point is very effective.
Steve, all she right. has a lot of power, right?
Oh my goodness. You could say you could just drop little things.
He's so
Hey scary. Baby, you got your ring? You know, you can say little stuff. I'm telling you, he on edge right now.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, she said he's
Hey, next time you leave it, let me know so I don't have to go down there.
Woo! Yes.
I got the cleaning lady number. She'll let me know if you leave it again.
But when she walked in,
why don't you and handed it to him? He didn't know what to do. God,
he was sick.
He remembered exactly where he left it at that moment.
Oh, I know. But see, guess what though? See, you now I'm gonna tell you the problem you made, lady. You done waited too long because he done came up with a good one by now.
Good lie. What can he say, Steve? Yeah.
Come on, what's
a good lie?
Hey, me and some fellas was down there. We had a card game going on. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And I had put my ring up as one of the bets because I had lost all my money. So I put my ring in the pot. And then I won the pot. But when I scraped all the stuff off, I guess my ring fell on the floor. Yeah, I was down there gambling.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to have something for you. Now, you can't give me 4 days. And you give me 3-4 days, I'm gonna get some friends involved. Oh, this alibi gonna be solid.
First 40,
get the police involved.
Man, I'm gonna have maids down there. I'm gonna pay maids. I'm gonna have maids down there. Tell my boy they was in there with that card party, just crazy.
All right, moving on to Bianca in the DMV. Bianca says, my friends and I were playing Truth or Dare. My boyfriend wasn't there, and his friend got a dare to kiss me in the mouth. We pecked on the lips, and I told my boyfriend about it. He threatened to break up with me. Why is he mad over a game?
Why did you say
a game?
Ain't no game.
You're down there kissing men, but now you want it to be a game. Let's just turn this around. Your husband somewhere playing a game of truth or dare and you ain't there. The truth or the dare was kiss this girl in the mouth. Mm-hmm. He gonna take the kiss. He come home and then he tell you about it. So the way you act with it.
No way.
Where you at, Ritter?
Well, it's just a game, honey. Just a game.
Where you at with it? It was a game for me, too.
Yeah, we play games all the time. It's just
but
fun,
why would you kiss her, though?
Mm-hmm.
You
know, that's crazy.
I mean, she was there.
Yeah. That's the reason.
She was playing.
She had lips.
She was there.
You know, she was like, she was on the other side. I had looked at her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, that's yeah. They're going to break
yeah.
up.
Not yet. This is over.
Yeah. They're going to break up.
It's over.
All right, last one. This is us.
Why
Patrick.
Did you go home and tell it? God, that no. part.
Well, because somebody that's... else would have. I think that's
well.
Funny.
Well, we'll just see then.
Wait it out.
Come from you.
Yeah.
Todrick in Clearwater writes, Steve, my girlfriend is a little rough around the edges, so I try to expose her to finer dining experiences. But all she likes are crispy lemon pepper wings. All flat. Will I ever be able to change her? Should I stop wasting my money on her?
Well, if you ain't got to buy nothing but chicken wings, how much money you wasted?
Right.
You say
I don't understand the wasting the money on her. Cheap date. Mm-hmm. No, man, I don't think you break up with somebody over that. You just keep slowly exposing them some stuff. People can forget a lot of stuff, but they don't forget exposure. You never forget exposure. You can forget names, places, addresses, times, but you will never forget how you felt. Keep introducing her to the finer things, and then she'll get used to it.
Mm-hmm. Introduce her to a salad. You need some greenery. You need something. That's...
All she likes are crispy lemon pepper wings.
All flats.
I am all flats. Every day.
I'm with you.
Lemon. I'm going to need a little bit of barbecue rolling. In there sometime.
Give me those flats, though. Flats all day.
And lemon pepper, though, you be thirsty.
Yeah.
Man. Delicious.
What is she washing that down with?
Ooh. Probably a beer.
Get you rough around the edges.
Yeah, she probably going to be a beer.
All right,
and
guys.
Do white foam on her top lip, all that.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up next, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
According to TMZ, the late Kobe Bryant gifted his father his first LA Lakers championship ring back in 2000. This was Kobe's first ring of 5 championship rings he would win throughout his NBA career with the Lakers. The ring is 14 karat gold with 40 diamonds. When social media got the news of the ring being auctioned, the outrage poured out. Reportedly, this is not the first time Kobe's parents have tried to sell this ring and other memorabilia. And back in 2006, Kobe attempted to sue his parents because he wasn't notified of the auction beforehand and did not give them permission to sell any of his items. The lawsuit allegedly led to Kobe and his parents' relationship ending. Wow.
Oof. Not good.
And so now they're doing it again.
So Kobe's fans, they're upset.
Yeah, very much so.
They're selling.
Outraged.
As they should.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Do his parents need the money? Is that what this is all about, you think, Steve?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, they need the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
You know, man, look, I don't, you know.
Yeah.
I hate to see situations like that, though. That's sad.
Well, here's the deal. You know, I don't know. You know, he gave it to them. Now, before, if he had a problem with him selling it, he was here. You know, give it back to me. If you're going to sell it, give it back to me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I gave it to y'all for sentimental reason. Yeah. Now, he's gone. Mm-hmm. Sitting there on the ring. You know, they have a right to sell it because it's theirs. So what don't sit right with the fans is how it look. Mm-hmm. But the ring is just sitting there.
Yeah.
You know.
And if they need the money.
They need
the money. Okay. Wow.
People's, that's what they
do. How many diamonds in there?
But when people 40. Die, people pass away. Oh, yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah.
That's what happens.
You know.
In other news out of L.A., former NBA player Lamar Odom and Olympian Caitlyn Jenner have teamed up for a new podcast. It's called Keeping Up with Sports. That's the name of their new podcast. They were both once featured on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, of course, with Lamar being the ex-husband of Khloe Kardashian, and Caitlyn, of course, was Kris Jenner's ex. And the goal of the podcast is to take a fresh look at what it takes to be the best at what you do. The first episode.
Ain't nobody watching that.
Ain't nobody finna comment on that.
Well, no, now. The first episode.
No, I'm commenting on anybody watching that, man.
Sugar Ray Leonard was on the first episode.
Did you see it?
Well, I saw part of it. Yeah, on social.
Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Interesting. I think that's an interesting combo, Keeping Up with Sports. I love the name, a playoff Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Well, ain't neither one of y'all keep up with the Kardashians.
Oh, you mean Lamar and Caitlyn?
Yella. I don't think the name catch it at all. I think it's a waste of damn time. I don't find them interesting. They just not interesting people to me. They not interesting to me.
Oh.
Who, Caitlyn and Lamar or the Kardashians?
No, they're not interesting to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Lamar's not a great talker. Or caring about what Caitlyn think.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it does.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Yeah. We're moving on to Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne is accused of lying about his drug use to the U.S. government so that he could get $8.9 million in pandemic loans. This happened back in 2021. Now, according to the Business Insider, Lil Wayne listed his company as a drug-free workplace, and he made his employees aware of the dangers of using drugs. The Small Business Association is in the process of monitoring all recipients of the loans, and Lil Wayne's Young Money Touring Company, Inc., was flagged. If anyone is found to have violated the rules, they could be forced to go to a drug rehabilitation facility.
Well.
Mm. Wow.
Well. Well, that's...
All them boys down there, Baby, Wayne, mm-hmm. Master P, mm-hmm. them cats was businessmen.
Yeah. Yes.
Slim had them boys together, man. Yes. Them boys down in the N.O., whew. They broke free before anybody. They showed them all what to do.
No limit.
Manny Fresh. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. All of that. Hopefully right, everything well, we'll is see. Legit because he won't be messing up his Super Bowl performance.
Right.
Nah.
We'll see because the Small Business Administration is in the process of monitoring all recipients of those loans. So we'll see how this one comes out.
Yes. The next Super Bowl, I predict Taylor Swift.
In New Orleans, coming up 2020.
Performing.
Yeah, you keep saying that. Yeah, that could very well happen, too. Yeah, that could very well happen. And is that who you want to see? You keep predicting.
I don't know one Taylor Swift song.
Yes, you do. You remember Bad Tasha Blood? Used to sing it when she was little. We are never, ever, ever.
It's going to be hard to follow Usher, though, don't you think? It's going to be Usher real hard to follow.
Fire. I might have got to do it.
Yeah.
Well, no, because it's a year later. But, you know, they said it was going to be hard to follow Michael. They said it about Prince. They said it about Beyonce. Mm-hmm. It's a year.
Yeah, and people forget. Yeah,
if you next that night.
Yeah.
I don't suggest your ass go out there, but.
But a year later, it's all good.
Yeah, a year later.
At night.
Yeah. All right, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, the first ever, have you guys heard about this? The first ever Miss Biggest Booty Pageant. That is going down tonight in Atlanta. We'll talk about it right after.
Let me get down there.
Yes.
My honor, wipe y'all ass out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Rapper T-Pain has planned the first of its kind. It's called the Miss Biggest Booty Pageant, and it takes place tonight in Atlanta. T-Pain's new single is called Biggest Booty, and after it's released, he posted a call to action on Instagram and X looking for the biggest booty out there. He wrote, "You could be Miss Biggest Booty. All you got to do is make a twerk video and use the hashtag Miss Biggest Booty. You must be 21 and over to enter." The pageant is described as a Miss America-inspired pageant and variety show with 15 contestants competing for the grand prize of $5,000 and the crown. If you want to go, check it out. They got VIP seating.
That ain't
seating.
No booty okay. Money right there.
Bye. VIP, VIP seating. Ranging from $113 to $302. And last night, that was almost sold out, the VIP section. Okay, just keep that in mind.
So I got an aunt can come down there and win this whole damn thing. Ain't had no BBL or nothing.
But she's going to have to talk.
How big is this thing?
Well, I don't know about that, but if she can get up them steps, though. If she get up them steps.
It's like that.
Woo, she going to win this thing right here.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, you know, you've hosted the Miss America, the Miss Universe pageant, I should say, for a number of years, Steve.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I'm not going to be doing this one.
You're not going to do it?
You're busy.
Yeah, busy. Yeah, not no $300 ticket. We're going
to $5,000
first place prize.
$5,000.
I'm going to enroll.
Yup.
Carla, you ain't gonna win. I hate to tell you that, but you ain't gonna win.
I got a big old booty.
Yeah, you ain't got one. I had a girl on Family Feud the other day. I know I can send down there. Woo! She live in Loganville, Georgia. I'm talking about she was down there. Winner, whoa!
There she
is. It's gonna be packed. In Atlanta, it will be packed.
Yes.
It will be packed.
Gonna be some people coming from Miami now, trust me.
But Atlanta got the big
I don't know. Oh no, my
here wagons. She comes.
Come on.
The one with the biggest one. Oh, she's strolling by. So much ass that is in your eyes. Oh, here she comes. Walk on by.
You need to be there singing that.
Yeah, little Black Moses, walk on by.
Yes.
So,
performing tonight.
Miss Biggest Booty.
I want to see the winner, though. I do want to see that.
Pull up to the
bumper, baby.
Your music.
Ride it in between.
All right. That's tonight in Atlanta. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, Steve, Tommy, your nephew has a question for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, your nephew has a question for you.
I'm right here.
All right, this right here, I'm calling this living day to day. So let's go back. Let's go back to mid-80s. You're doing your comedy thing. So here we go. I'm finna make it real tight on you. Let's see how you get out of this. All right?
Okay.
All right. Uncle Steve, you're trying to get to Friday. You got a gig on Friday in Cincinnati. That gig pay $500 for the weekend. But right now, it's Tuesday. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Hang on. Hang on. Rent is due. Lights are off. Rent is $500. Light bill is $60 to get them turned back on. All you got in your pocket, $275 to your name. All right, the food in the fridge and went bad because the lights is out, all right? Now, how you going to get to Friday? The gig is 3.5 hours away, Comedy Club in Cincinnati. Now, right, here we
go. I got $275.
You got $275. I'm going to throw something at you now. All right, a couple of calls and came through. All right, Peanut call. He got a job for you midnight at Westside Market. They shorthanded. They need somebody over there on Wednesday night to hose down the floors at the meat market. Ice it down, put fish in there, and get it ready for the next morning. That gig paid $50 for that night. $50. One more thing for you. Bubba Dog passed by the house. His brother getting out of jail. He had to go down to Lancaster to pick him up. All right? But now, he got a package he wants you to drop off in Shaker Heights. He said you drop this off, he going to give you $400 Wednesday morning. You got to get to Friday.
Okay, here we go. I ain't got nothing to do with dropping off no package up in Shaker Heights back in 85. Because black people can go up there and buy Van Acre. They done know I was up there doing something. That $400 ain't nothing but some damn prison time. So I ain't dropping off no package. We can ignore that right there. What was the first one you said?
The first one was
I ain't going down there cleaning no damn floors, because once I got into comedy, I was committed to it. So I ain't cleaning no floors. I ain't dropping off no damn package. I'm not going to jail for his ass down there in Lancaster, because I don't look good in Lancaster outfits. Now, here we go. I got $275. Right. Rent is due. I'm finna go make $5. Mm-hmm. And the lights is off. Okay. Yep. Damn them lights. I'm going to take that $275. I'm going to go down to John Tiger. I'm going to buy me 24 candles. Have them lit all up around the house. I don't need no damn lights. We ain't got to worry about this refrigerator getting this stuff back on, because I'm going to go down there to Quick Trip and I'm going to eat down there while I'm standing in the aisle. I can get something to eat. That ain't no problem. Then I'm going to gas up the car. Back in 85, I could gas up the car for $10. I drive on down to Cincinnati. I make this $5. I get back with that $500. I got that $275. I'm down to $265. I done spent about another $25 on some groceries. I got about $250 left. I get down here. I make this $500. I pay this rent. Got to have this rent on. Now, them lights on down there, I go down there, I put something on them damn lights.
You don't pay the whole thing?
I put a little something down on them lights to see if I can talk to some girl down there, see if she can cut them on just temporarily until I come back with the other half. If she can't, I can't give her that whole 60. So I just keep, that's why I bought them 24 candles. I blow them out before I leave the house. So I can just light them every time I come in. And I don't light all of them. I just light the ones in the room I'm in. So now I got this rent back, and I still got $250. What?
But why would we not take some of that $250 and turn these lights back on, though?
I ain't got to do that, because I'm going to just go across the hall, give me an extension cord, and plug it up to the people's house next door. And then I'm going to have me a little bit of juice. All I need is a lamp in there.
But you said you was going to buy some groceries. You did say groceries. So what you going to do with the groceries? You ain't got
No, that was $25 worth of groceries. Get down to the gig.
Yeah.
That's why I got down $250.
Y'all ain't listening.
It's I've been here before. But I get that refrigerator, but I get that cord across there with a double unit on it. I can plug a refrigerator in one lamp. I'm back in business.
You need to be on the show Survivor, Steve. Coming up next. Thank you,
man. That was
coming
easy. Up next. You can ask me this all day.
You said that was easy.
That wasn't nothing right there. I ain't even flinch. 500 coming this weekend. Woo!
We'll hear from the nephew with a prank phone call for today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is, he wears more shapewear than I do. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few. But right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
Well, you know, everybody has one. A lot of people don't admit that they have one, but a lot of people have one, okay? Mm-hmm. Right. All right, Carla has one. I'm not sure if Monica got one or not. This right here is work husband.
Oh, work yeah.
Husband.
You're my work husband.
All you fellas out there that's rolling, trust and believe your wife has a work husband. All right? Mm-hmm. Take a listen here. Here we go, Cat Dog. Work husband.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Gary. Who is this? Hello? Who is this? Hey, this is Tony, man. I work with your wife, Pam.
Is she all right?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. She's fine, man. I'm one of her coworkers, man. I wanted to reach out to you. You know, I've been working with her quite some time. I'm kind of like what they call a work husband, man. You may have heard her mention me before, Tony.
Wait. Back up. Because I may be a little asleep. What? Did you say a husband?
No. Nothing like that, man.
There ain't but one husband here.
Okay, no, I got that. I'm a work husband. You know, like, you know, it'd be just something playful at the job, they'd be saying.
Playful at the work? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, just something, you know, playful they'd be saying. You know, when you hang around somebody a lot, they say he's a work husband or your work wife, you know, something like that. But nothing heavy. Nothing heavy at all, man.
Okay. All right. What's up, man? I mean, what's up?
Well, I was calling, man, trying to ask you how long have you and Pam been married?
Wait, what's your name again?
My name is Tony.
Oh, okay. We've been married about 8 or 9 years. I mean, what's up?
How long do you if you don't mind me asking, how much longer do you see y'all being married?
I kind of do mind you. Hold up. How'd you get this number again, man?
I got the number out of Pam's phone, man. I wanted to call you myself.
Whoa. Back up. Out of my wife's phone?
Yeah.
Dog, I don't even answer. Hold on. Whoa. Why are you in my wife's phone, man?
No, dude. I mean, I just got it off a desk, man. I wanted to reach out to you, man, to kind of have like a private conversation with you. That's all.
For what? First of all, why are you in my wife's phone? You calling me? Dude, I mean, this husband thing? It's really blowing me right now.
It's just a work husband, man. That's all it is.
What is a work husband? What are you doing with my wife?
You know, that's just like, I'll bring her some coffee and donuts to the job or, you know, get her some lunch and stuff, man, if she don't feel like going.
Wait, my wife don't even like donuts. And we got a new coffee machine just 2 weeks ago, so why are you bringing my wife food?
Hey man, listen. I just called for this here. How long do you foresee y'all being married?
To death do us part. What the do you mean? How long we gonna be married? What's your name again? Tori?
Tony, man. Tony.
Tori, I don't give a damn. You asking me these? Hold on. Let me call my wife. Hold on.
Wait, hold on. Hello. Gary.
Pam.
Gary.
Look, Pam. You better call me within 2 minutes. Right now, it's 10:38. You better call me by 10:40 or your black be sleeping outside.
Hello?
Now, Tori.
Hello?
Yes. Are you
still there? You do that? Why you call her, man? This going to be a conversation me and you having together.
No. Are you talking about you? You my wife's work husband. It ain't but one husband up in here. One.
She got my last name, and
she don't keep it till death do us part. Now, I'm glad you called me on a Friday. I'm so glad, because I got all weekend to think about that whooping I'm going to give you. Because this out here now.
Hey, man, all I'm trying to figure out, how much longer do you think you want to be married to her?
This whooping going to be phenomenal. You better get right with Jesus on Sunday, because I guarantee you're going to meet him Monday morning.
Hey, listen, all I'm trying to say, man,
I'm taking my wife up there early, and I want to see your black.
I'm just trying to adult. All I'm saying is, if you didn't want to be married to her any longer, then maybe we could work something out. That's all I'm asking, man. I'm just trying to have a night.
Work out, partner. All we need to work out is be there Monday, because I'm sure the hell going to be there bright and early Monday waiting for your work husband, my.
Okay, look, man, I'm not going
to
sit there
going,
I'm not trying, look, all I'm trying to do is have a deeper man-to-man conversation with you, man, all right?
You done called me talking about you bringing my wife donuts and coffee and all up in her phone? This ain't no decent conversation.
Hey, man, I'm her work husband, dog. Everybody, most people have a work husband or a work wife, man. That's known in the corporate world.
A work husband. You hear what I'm saying? What? A work husband and you. I'm going to be there Monday, 8 o'clock.
Hey, man, I'm not finna see and go back. Look, you know what? I'm finna just call Pam. I just call Pam.
Oh, she's probably calling me back in about a minute and 15 seconds. Yeah, we're going to wait for her to call me back. Work husband, my from this on a Friday.
Okay, well, it was just a question, man. I'm just trying to see if you didn't want her, maybe we could work something out.
So if I find out if there's any truth to anything you're saying, oh, it's going to be a lay down night tonight.
Yeah, ain't nobody finna do nothing to my baby. I mean, ain't nobody finna do nothing to Pam.
What? Did you just call my wife your baby?
No, I'm just saying.
Until Monday, Mr. Work Husband.
Hey, man, I'm not finna. I got one more thing I need to say to you, man.
No, you ain't got nothing to say to me. Say Monday.
No. I got something else I need to say to you. Are you listening?
You better talk to Jesus, because I'm going to be up there Monday at 8.
Okay, I got one more thing I need to say. Is
you
listening?
Got nothing to say to me except Monday.
I do got one more thing to say to you.
Go ahead.
I said, is you listening?
I'm listening, Mr. Work Husband.
Well, this is what I want to tell you.
Tell me.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother Eric.
Son of a Well, that Eric put you up to this.
He did.
Yeah, I'm so glad this is a joke. Because somebody was about to die. I'm going to see Eric. So.
You all right, man?
Oh, man, that's a good one.
You all right?
Oh, I need a drink. Well, man. Yeah, man.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all crazy.
And there you have it.
Yeah.
To all you work wives out there, what it do? All you work wives, what it do, baby?
Some people are
Nephew
mad right
coming
now.
To town, Montgomery to the Gump, baby. Y'all don't want to miss this show, man. I'm telling you, this is going to be a good one. Montgomery, Alabama, the 30th, that's Saturday night of March. Get your tickets, they on sale right now at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. It's me, celebrity, the comedian, J.J. Williamson, and my man, Earthquake. We shaking it up. All right, laying in the cut, Uncle Steve, April 5th. April Fool's Comedy Jam. It is star-studded. You got Lonnie Love. You got Brian Hooks, Jonte Wayans, Tracy Morgan. All of this is hosted by Rip Michaels. You got Justin Larrius. You got Coco Brown. You got D.L. Hughley. You got Bruce. Excuse me, I got to take a breath. You got Tori Hart.
9.
You got Nephew Tommy.
10.
Did I get everybody?
No, DJ no, by 13 of y'all. 12.
DJ by DJ 11. Envy.
It's 13 of y'all.
I did 13.
How much time is that up?
I saw the fly. That's a 9-hour comedy show.
New York City at the Barclays, Brooklyn in the house, Friday night, April the 5th. Tickets on sale right now. Woo!
Right. You're tired just talking about it, Tommy.
Man, boy.
Come on, BK.
All right, thank you, Nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter, the subject, he wears more shapewear than I do. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he wears more shapewear than I do. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm newly divorced and dating again at 53 years old. My aunt set me up with a handsome, bald man that has a great smile, but a quirky personality. I could not figure out what's up with him until recently. He's a school administrator, and he does educational videos for the school district. So he's really into how he looks. On our first date, he told me that he bleaches his teeth regularly and he gets fillers in his face. We have been dating 4 months and he still won't tell me how old he is, but he looks like he's slightly older than I am. I enjoy his company and I got used to him going on and on about himself on our dates. He always jokes about holding his stomach in when we were on dates, but I do the same thing, so that was no big deal. He's fun to hang out with, but he has a problem with being honest and telling me things about himself. Excuse me. Here's what happened. He's back. His back and tummy almost always felt firm, so I eventually asked him if he wears a back brace. He said he just got a muscular back. Not true. This past week, we were intimate for the first time, and I finally saw what's hiding under his clothes. He had on a very fitted tank top that pressed against his chest and stomach. It looked like a compression shirt. He had on a pair of skin-tight biker shorts that went down to his knees. After he got naked, he looked 20 pounds heavier. His skin was squishy and wrinkly. He said he's self-conscious, so I tried to reassure him, but I was really turned off. I am worried that he might be concealing other stuff. What should I do? Learn to love the fat or let him go? You're worried that he might be concealing other stuff. Other stuff like what? What else is he concealing? I'm really trying to understand what exactly is your issue here. You like him. You enjoy his company. You like hanging out with him, you said. He's handsome. He has a nice smile that he bleaches regularly. He has a good job. But your problem is, I think, is that certain things you want to know about him that he hasn't told you yet. Like what? How old he is? He hasn't told you that. I guess you can Google that if you really, really wanted to know, and he's still not telling you. He wants you to think he's younger. I mean, what are you trying to say? You say he doesn't talk to you a lot. He doesn't open up. But then you said earlier in the letter that he goes on and on and on about himself. So when he's talking about himself, do you think to ask him whatever it is you want to know about him? I just think you're mad because he wears body shapers and you don't think body shapers are very manly. That's what it sounds like. Well, he doesn't seem to be happy about him either, because when he undressed with you, he confessed that he was self-conscious about his body. And you said you didn't want to crush him, so you tried to reassure him, but you got turned off. Listen, everybody looks different naked. Some people look better naked. Some people don't look so good naked. So I say, if you like the man and he's only about 20 pounds underweight, why don't you guys, you know, if you really like him, you like hanging out, hang out at the gym, work out. Steve?
Girl, you know, you are so kind, Shirley, that it irritates me sometimes. You are just such a kind person. You always be nice to these people they call in. This fat ass sitting up in here lying to this woman all damn time.
Right? And you're so mean.
Let's just go and get to it. No, I ain't mean. I just like to tell the truth. Let's just go and get to the truth then. He wear more shapewear than I do. All right, you divorced and you start dating again at 53 years old. My aunt set me up with a handsome, bald man, had a great smile, but a quirky personality. Why is he available? You know, you're going to find out that he's older than you, but why is he even available? What happened? You need to learn some history. I ain't quite figured out what's up with him until recently. He's a school administrator. He does educational videos for school, so he's really into how he looks. On his first date now, this is what he told you, that he bleaches his teeth regularly. How often do your damn teeth need bleaching? What, is you chewing your damn cigarettes? Why do you all the time gotta bleach your damn teeth? What are you eating? And he gets fillers in his face. Now, this is where we need to start showing some concern. Because when you start getting fillers in your face, you trying to make your face look fatter. So what if he don't get the fillers? I'm thinking skeletal. I'm thinking he's sitting up there looking like a damn skeleton. So he got to put some fat in his face. Now, hold on to that thought, because I'm going to tell you why he's looking skeletal. I have figured this letter out. So now, y'all been dating for 4 months, and he still won't tell me how old he is. He looks like he's slightly older than me. He is. And let me ask you a question. What man don't tell his age?
Yeah.
That's really not a thing for us. I very rarely hear a man tell me, no, no, don't ask me how old I am.
A vain man.
Dog, what kind of dude is this? That's not really IMO. Women, I understand. Mm-hmm. You know, it's improper to ask a woman how much she weigh, how old she is. But a dude, man. Oh, I enjoy his company, and I got used to him going on and on about himself. He's joked about holding his stomach in, but I do too. All right, so both of y'all sucking your stomach in. That ain't no problem. But when we come back, though, I'm going to tell you what is the problem. I done figured it out.
Hang on for part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he wears more shapewear than I do. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he wears more shapewear than I do.
53-year-old woman back in the dating game. Her aunt set her up with a very handsome man. A very, very handsome, but he has a quirky personality. They go out on a date. He tell her that he regularly bleaches his teeth. Who regularly bleach their damn teeth? What are you eating? I'm assuming instead of smoking the cigarettes, he eating them.
Really?
That's up there chewing tobacco. I can't think of why you need to regularly bleach your teeth. But then here was the shocker. He gets fillers in his face. Now, why would a person need fillers in his face? For when naturally you get older, your head and face get bigger. But unless you have done what I think he's done, he's sitting over there looking skeletal. So he got to get some fillers because his face is sunken. Eyes is sunken. He look like the dead. Now, and he won't tell you how old he is. Most men don't have a problem with that. So now you have a problem with the man that's into himself. And you've gotten used to him talking about himself on date. You enjoy his company and everything. And he joked about holding his stomach in when y'all was on dates. And you said, that's cool because I hold mine in too. Ain't no big deal. He's fun to hang out with, but he has a problem being honest and telling me things about himself. Here's what happened. His back and tummy always felt firm, so I eventually asked him if he wears a back brace. He said, no, he got a muscular back. Really?
You mad about that?
You mad?
Your back, that damn muscular dog. With your old sunken ass face. Now, all of a sudden, your back is in shape, but you just told her you got to suck your stomach in. Lie after lie after lie. He's just sitting up there, just a big old swole, just sitting up there. Y'all can't even enjoy your date because he just swole. But anyway, this past week, we got intimate for the first time, and I finally saw what was hiding under his clothes. He had on a fitted tank top that pressed against his chest and stomach. It looked like a compression shirt. Y'all remember back when we was doing the show in Atlanta, that company came over and gave us all that compression stuff, and I put that tank top on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't get it off.
Do we have to cut it off?
Boy, that damn tank top was on so tight. It was a slimming tank top, but it masked your chest down too. Mm. I didn't like it, but I caught hell getting it off, so I am familiar with these compression shirts.
Mm.
He had on a pair of skin-tight biker shorts that went down to his knees. That's a compression draws. Well, in other words, he had on Spanx T-shirt and a Spanx bottom. And then after he got naked, he looked 20 pounds heavier. His skin was squishy and wrinkly. Now, let me tell you what happened. This is why he gets face fillers, and this is why he wear all this compression stuff. Boy used to be real fat. Oh. Then he got that surgery. Cause he vain. He got a lap band. And he done lost a whole bunch of weight. Now his skin is sagging, squishy, and wrinkly, and that's why he's embarrassed. He got a lap band. That's why he wearing all this compression stuff. But he took his clothes off and all hell broke loose. Mm. And that's what you got. And that's why he don't talk about himself. Yeah. She talking about he looked 20 pounds heavy. In the skin, saggy and wrinkly, he had that surgery. I'm worried that he might be concealing other stuff. Well, he don't tell you about himself. The man not being honest. Y'all have a good time long as he ain't talking because he usually lying. So what happened to that muscular ass back he had? So it turned into a Spanx top and a Spanx bottom. Now he's squishy and he's soft. Do I learn how to love the fat or let him go? Well, you got a choice to make. I don't know how the loving was. Y'all was intimate for the first time. Was he bringing it? Or was he bringing it like a fat man? You got to make that decision. Was he bringing it? Steve? Or was he bringing it like a fat man? See, what's you got to ask it. Well, it's over quick and it's slow. He tired. If he's exhausted fast.
Oh, if he's overweight, you're saying.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, he ain't got no stamina. You know, was his skin in the way? Was it? How bad was he sagging?
Was his skin in the way?
Well, when he was standing there, could you see everything? Because you keep talking about he's concealing some other stuff. When he was standing there, was his skin sagging down? Did it look like he had on a miniskirt? I'm just asking.
Wow.
These are things you need to consider. How much loose skin big boy have? It ain't going nowhere. You got to go get that surgery, get that skin taken out.
Cut off.
But he done spent all his money bleaching his damn teeth and putting them face fillers in. That's why his face need that fat in it. Because he done sunken. He's skeletal. Now, how muscular was he? Now, if he's a nice guy and y'all have a wonderful time, you got to find out about him. Hmm. Got to get your hands on that driver's license. Next time he get naked, just walk over there to the counter. He can't get up real fast because he got to pull all that skin together. Just go on over there and open up the wallet right in front of him and take a look at that driver's license.
It's leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM.
Fat boy got a lap band.
The Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeart.
He
got
to wear them Spanx.
Coming up next, it is Junior in Sports Talk right after
this. Big old loose ass dude.
Stop talking.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Okay, well, you know, man, it started yesterday. March Madness play-in tournament. Listen, Howard University falls to Wagner 71-68. It was a good game.
Pretty
man,
close.
They had three chances to tie the game at the final
pretty
seconds.
Close.
It was close, man. It was a good game, man. You know, but Unc, you said it. And
well, they played like men.
They did.
Yeah.
They good. Played like men.
HU, they played like men.
You know.
So, you know, you can't win them all.
No, man.
Still screaming can't. HU, though.
Yeah. Yeah. We still got another HBCU game tonight.
Well, it's one of the great education institutes in this country, so
yes,
lost
sir.
A basketball game. They make leaders, though.
Hello.
Yes, they do.
That's true. Okay, Unc, how do you feel about this one now? Grambling versus Montana. Grambling University, you got to root
well,
for Grambling. Montana.
I root for for Howard. I root for Grambling. I don't give a damn about no damn Montana.
That's not where you concerned at.
No, they got the fly black people in to play up there.
Fly them in high in Montana.
That makes
damn
sense.
About no Montana.
Come on, GSU. Come on.
Yeah, man, we rooting for you tonight. Colorado State and Virginia played also last night. That game was so one-sided. They had Colorado State pull it off, knocked Virginia out 67-42. We found something
that's
else
blowout.
To do with that. Yeah, that's blowout. That wasn't even worth watching. It was one-sided the entire
Who lost,
time.
Junior? Say that again.
Virginia.
Oh,
okay. 67-42, man. But, you know, Unc, we got the number ones playing. Houston versus Longwood. That's one. You got
who is Longwood?
I don't know, that? Tommy, who Longwood is, but we better not lose. I know that much. We better not lose to Longwood.
That's when you hear about a school you don't know when the number one seed play them. Like,
oh, you think that's
that
bad?
It's going to be a Cinderella every year, man. Every year there's a Cinderella doing something nobody thought they would.
No.
This is Virginia Tommy Longwood University.
Longwood. Okay. Okay. Then you got UConn.
Well, they got a long shot.
Well, here go another one, Tom. Another university you don't know where it's at. UConn versus Stetson. It's another number one versus. Yeah, Stetson. Like the cologne.
Yeah, throwback.
Yeah, it's a throw like the cologne. And North Carolina going to play Wagner. So we're going to see, man.
That's a throw.
Do you see which number one going to fall first? Do you think you have an idea?
No, they're going to be around for a minute. UConn is in the toughest bracket, though. UConn's a number one, but they facing everybody, man.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see how this March Madness goes, Shirley. It's going to be a good one.
All right, Junior, thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, a woman needs advice, Steve, on how to deal with her fiancé's dirty old daddy and uncle. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Okay, so Steve, RG from Charlotte says, my fiance and I dated for a year before we got engaged. I'd never met his family until last month when I went home with him. He warned me about his daddy and his uncle being frisky. They're dirty old twins with filthy mouths and wandering eyes. My fiance's mom told me to ignore them because none of their, quote, parts work anymore. That wasn't funny, and I was offended by the twins staring me up and down and flirting with me. My fiance didn't tell them to stop it. He called me bougie and said everyone knows that they are just playing. Why wouldn't he tell the twins to knock it off and leave me alone?
They look, the mama told you. That's how they are. That's how they, you know, it's family. Them is uncles and stuff. Lady, he told you going in. They frisky. They run their mouth. You can't stop old people. Your fiance can't control them people. You was on. He told you what was going to happen. Just relax. Now you know not to go back over Uncle Nathaniel in your house no more.
That's how they go.
Just foul. They just dirty old twins.
Dirty old. You ain't never heard. You ain't never had that. Oh my God! They were looking at me. Why didn't you stop them, lady? Come on now. This, you know how families can be. This old black family, they not finna change. The mama told you that their parts don't even work no more. Don't even worry about them, girl.
Okay.
Just family issues. You not marrying the family, and you had to go down there to see them. You've been a year before you see them. Let it be another year before you see them.
Now you know why.
Yeah. He ain't tried to take you down there. He tried to get you in love with him first before you met these fools. Damn. He already knew. Take her down here and meet these ignorant uncle.
All right. We have time for another one. This is from Tracy in Houston. Tracy says, my divorce will be final soon, but my husband is already engaged. Not only did he cheat on me, but he publicly proposed the day he filed for divorce. A lot of our mutual friends were, a lot of our mutual friends were at the proposal dinner, and now they can't even look me in the face. My own mother said that my husband kept telling me he wasn't happy, but I acted like it would get better. I understand that I wasn't being realistic, but can I get some support? Is he the only one that deserves happiness here?
No, you can be happy too. But you ain't gonna be happy worrying about him. He done moved on. He gone. You sitting up here wondering what everybody else's opinion is. Go live your life.
Right.
Can I get some support here? What you want? Stop wallowing in something. He gone. After y'all gone. Filed for divorce, he proposed.
Yeah, same day.
He gone. All y'all friends was at the engagement party, proposal party, whatever it was.
Yeah.
They gone.
She's mad about that, too.
He told you he wasn't happy, and then you tried to act like he was going to get better. Well, it sure did for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she needs to go make her own.
Come on, lady. Let's move on. Pick up your marbles and go somewhere else. He gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
he don't want you, and you can quit wanting him.
Mm-hmm. Was her mother trying to give her a hint when she said what the husband said?
She told her.
Yeah, she did.
But see, everybody know how she is, but she wants support. She wants everybody know, lady. They, you know how you are. Stop this. Let's move forward. The man told you he wasn't happy. You ignored it and act like it was going to get better. Get better how?
Yeah, she said she understands that she was not being realistic.
Okay, well, now get realistic.
Yeah.
He gone.
Yeah. Get your Fantasia on. Man. If you don't want me, go free yourself. Get your swag back.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Get your swag back, girl. Worry about him. Move on.
Just go ahead and free yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you don't want me, don't talk to me.
Coming up at 20 minutes after, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this. Sing us out, Steve.
If you don't want me, don't talk to me. Hey, go ahead and free yourself.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bluebell ice cream, all you lovers of Bluebell ice cream, well, they have a new flavor. What? If you're a fan of butter cake, this is the one for you. I'm assuming it has the taste of the butter cake that they serve at Mastro's restaurant. Well, anyway, the new flavor, that butter cake is good, isn't it? Anyway, the new flavor is called Gooey Butter Cake. Gooey Butter Cake. It has cream cheese swirl and chunky cake batter pieces. It's mixed throughout the ice cream. In January, Bluebell released its cinnamon twist ice cream with cinnamon roll chunks, brown sugar, and cinnamon icing swirl. But sadly, these two new flavors are only available for a limited time. So if you like the butter cake, you better go ahead and get it now. If you like that cinnamon roll, go ahead and get it now.
I don't know, that gooey butter cake sound good.
I'm gonna get on down there to the grocery store.
Yeah, I tried. You know, Junior's going over there with your little square ass eating the same thing. Yes. Yeah, I'm still here with this butter pecan. Well, much as I love ice cream.
Let me see what they working with.
Shot.
That was some exciting ass news for me.
Yeah. Breaking news.
Get some today.
Right. Gone, Bluebell. Yes.
Yeah.
Love it.
Those are interesting choices, too. The cinnamon roll and everything.
Well,
yep.
I don't know about cinnamon roll. I ain't doing a cinnamon roll. That gooey.
Cinnamon roll
that
twist? Other one,
boy.
Cinnamon twist.
Boy, you talking about Bluebell tastes like Cinnabon? What?
All right.
Ever.
Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather, picture this, would you rather no bathroom doors in your house, or would you rather no passcode on your phone?
Oh, well.
Got to put that dough on that damn
you
bathroom.
Have
that dough
got to
be on. Right now.
Yeah. That dough got to be on.
Got to have that dough on that damn bathroom. I don't give a damn about that passcode. You got
that
to
change your whole family right there.
Up in here. I'm not even going to have a family if I don't have that dough on that bathroom.
What did you eat?
Are you sick?
Tell you right now, we ain't got no dough on that bathroom. I can set the phone right there in the hallway at the doorway. You ain't going to come get it.
But tell me, you know how you are about the phone.
Do y'all know how I am about the bathroom? You got to have a door on the bathroom.
You got your limits, Tommy.
You got your limits, partner.
When it comes to the phone. All right, would you rather coworkers can read your mind, or would you rather your coworkers can see through your clothes?
I don't give a damn about y'all like that.
Which one?
I don't care what y'all can do.
What?
It don't matter what coworkers can do. Yeah, whether you can read my mind, y'all can read my mind.
Just pick one.
Read my mind so you can really understand how I feel. Please.
Steve?
Hell, if you can see through these clothes, you'll know what's on my mind. Yeah, look over here if you want to. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Steve nasty?
Yeah. Steve, we're just talking about I heard you.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, sure.
All right, would you rather your midsection is reversed, which means your butt, your booty is in front, okay? Or would you rather your face is reversed? Which one?
My face looking out the back.
Junior?
I'm going to go with, I just had to have my booty in the front. I just do that. That's it. Not taking my face and putting it behind me. No.
I don't want my face to be on the same side my ass on, so I just need them switched up. Long as they switched up.
Okay.
That's funny.
Steve?
Well, if you got a big enough gut, it kind of look like your ass in the front anyway.
It's the same.
I know a lot of dudes look like they looking out over their ass all day long.
All right.
If you can't bend over and tie your shoes up, it's probably your ass is in the way anyway.
All right. Would you rather learn the latest TikTok dance, or would you rather go dancing with your ex?
Oh, no, I'd be all on TikTok. All on TikTok. All night long on TikTok.
Junior?
Being here rehearsing.
Okay.
Trying to get it together. Trying to get all those steps, all those moves right. And Steve?
This ain't Texas. You can't hold them.
That line dance.
That's how hard I'm willing not to go dancing with her ass. That's
all right. Hard. We'll close out the show at 49 minutes after the hour with Steve Harvey, and it is our last break of the day right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day. On this Wednesday, it's been a good day.
Yes, it has.
Hump day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Don't forget that tonight you can catch an all-new episode of Judge Steve. All new
shows coming through.
Yeah. Judge
Keep
Steve
rising, keep shining. Keep rising, keep shining. Knowing you can always count on me.
Mm-hmm. So it's on ABC, 10/9 Central, also streaming on Hulu, Steve.
Yeah, I have no idea what the episode is about tonight, but it's new.
Are you still enjoying doing the show? Seems like you are.
The Judge Show is dope. Yeah. The Judge Show is dope.
It's fun.
It's so funny.
It's fun, yeah. You can be yourself on that show. Close to who you really are.
Mm-hmm. Completely.
Yeah. No cussing.
You got a case and I don't give a damn. Oh, Lord.
We know it. Oh, we know it.
Yes. Well, Junior, what you got on your mind at closing, man?
Well, Unc, let me ask you this, Unc, man. It's like, what makes you want to keep pressing forward, like being a mogul? Like, you're a mogul. When did you get the idea you wanted to be a mogul, Unc? Like, did you change?
Well, right after I figured out poverty wasn't working. You know, once I had came to that conclusion about poverty, you know what, man? Like, you have to understand, I think there's a couple things people should do. You should decide on what you're willing to accept, and you must decide on what you're willing not to accept. Mm-hmm. Accept and not accept. And then you have to come up with what you're willing to do and what you are committed to not do. Mm-hmm. And that clears some things up. And so, you know, my desire to be in business and to attempt things was just to constantly have a vision or a dream out in front of me, just to follow the scripture that a man without a dream or vision shall perish. I don't care who you are, you got to be shooting for something. And I just offer to people not to get discouraged when the something that you're shooting for is not unfolding at the pace you want it to unfold. Because you have to remember that God's timing and your timing is oftentimes completely different. That's been the toughest lesson for me to learn in my life, that God's timing is completely different from mine. Because I can't tell you how many times I've waited on something and could not figure out what in the world was taking the Lord so long. Are you not listening to me? Did you not hear what I said? I said in 6 weeks. Wow. Now we're at the 6 month mark and you still ain't let it happen for me. But delayed doesn't mean denied.
True.
But a lot of times, man, when you ask God for something, here's another thing I had to learn. He's saying, okay, I'm going to give it to you, but he got to clear some things out first. Because, see, he hears conversations you didn't hear. He saw things you didn't see. And so what he does is he does things on your behalf that you don't know nothing about. Have you ever wondered why you didn't get something right when you wanted it, but when you got it, it was better?
Yes.
Oh, man. Right on time.
Yeah.
Right on time.
But if you assess the situation, you'll oftentimes find out that the circumstances surrounding the what you have is different. Like he maybe removed somebody from your life. He had to reposition you and your job. He does a lot of things, man, because you don't know what's all under the surface of what you're asking for. Because a lot of times what you're asking for will affect other people. And he got to make sure that you got the right people around you positioned. So when he give you the blessing, ain't nobody over there trying to smack it out your hand, knock the plate out, empty your food, turn it over. And you don't know it, but there are people in your life who are like that. You know? Mm-hmm. There's people pulling in your life for you to a certain point.
Oh,
say that
and then
again.
After that, yeah, they're not pulling for you. There are people pulling for you in your life, but only to a certain point.
Oh, because that's true crazy. Now. Mm-hmm. Now, that's true.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole word right there. Yeah.
It's it's such a shocking thing to discover. Mm-hmm. There are people in your life who are happy for you as long as you stay within their parameters of what happiness will be. You step outside of that, oh no. Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you getting too big for your britches.
Yeah.
Oh, who you think you are now.
Yeah.
You know. So a lot of that happens. But my motivation is always to try to be better. And to be and then I'm now more conscious of what I ask God for. Usually what I'm asking God for usually entails to bring about the benefit to help more people.
Aww.
So I'm constantly getting blessed. I'm constantly getting blessed, man, because my motivation has changed. It ain't just about me. My doing more and better usually provides jobs, gives an opportunity, trying to help some people. So I'm constantly getting blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in spite of what anybody says about you. You know, your deal with God is your deal with God. Mm-hmm. If God put his favor on you, man, ain't nothing nobody can do about that.
Amen.
They can hate on you. They can talk about you, but they stops nothing. Mm-hmm. Once God put his favor on you, man, you're in a blessed position. Now, that favor, it don't come without challenges. That's a part of it. So those are just some tidbits of things that I've learned in my life over the years, and it just keeps me motivated God is in the blessing business. I'm a recipient, but I also understand that there's tests that comes along with everything. You can't get to the next level without taking some steps, and them steps is usually tests. I'm okay with the hardship, too. If I pass the test, I get to the next level. You can't go to the 10th grade till you pass all the paperwork and the knife.
Hello.
Those are my closing remarks. Welcome to Life College. So much harder.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, Aspire.